Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Persibali. And today, we're talking about Love Island. We are talking about people who just don't understand the principle, which has been a recurring theme this season. The women simply do not feel heard by the men. And I feel like it's across the board. I don't even think that it's just a one couple issue. I feel like it is a girls versus boys issue. And so, yeah, this episode is for the girls who don't feel heard and for the girls who are just simply watching Love Island. And unfortunately, because of the holiday weekend, I know that this episode, like this podcast episode, is not going to be fully caught up with like real-time Love Island episode because I'm recording this on Wednesday right now. So all we have seen up to at this point is movie night part one. Now, there's no episode tonight on Wednesday. Tomorrow on Thursday, as I'm recording this, is movie night part two. So there is going to be a whole lot more that comes out in that episode, but your girl is going to be enjoying the holiday weekend, and therefore we can't talk about it in this episode, but it's okay. I could always talk about it on TikTok, or I could always talk about it in another podcast episode. So just make, you know, just keep an open mind that you're listening up to movie night part one. But please, there is enough for us to discuss with the material that has been provided thus far. And yeah, I think we should just get right into it because I am such a principled person. And I feel like I've talked about this a lot. I know that I've had this discussion online in regards to like, it's not what you did, it's how you did it. I don't think a lot of people think that way. I feel like a lot of people care more about the outcome or the result of something rather than the bigger picture, rather than the intention, rather than how they moved. And that is what we are watching right now. And I am finding extremely, extremely frustrating. I find it frustrating in general to argue with people who don't see the principle. Like, I feel like I've had this issue with so many people in life where, like, I just recorded a TikTok and I'm just going to give like a very brief example. And it's, I can't even think of this actually being a real example for me. It's just an example of something that I could think of that's very like tangible. And it's like, if somebody is having a party and they don't invite you, but you actually happen to have plans already for that day anyway, So you kind of, maybe you couldn't have gone, or maybe you could have, but you would have had to like rearrange your plans. And the party host that did not invite you doesn't know that. They don't know that you already had plans. For all they know, you could have very much been available, but they still did not invite you. So if you happen to confront them and say like, what the heck, why didn't you invite me? And they turned around and said, well, you couldn't come anyway, so what difference does it make? That's not the point. The point is, you didn't know I couldn't come. So why didn't you include me? Why didn't you invite me? That's the principle. The principle is, you hosted something, you invited people, you chose to leave me out, having no idea what my situation was, having no idea whether I had plans or not, just simply choosing to not include me. And now, yeah, based on that point, based on that principle, based on those intentions, your intentions, that upset me. Doesn't matter what the result was. It doesn't matter what the outcome was. It matters what your intention was. So I like to give that example whenever I talk about this because that's a very real world, like easy, tangible way to comprehend this, okay? So that's an example that I've given, you know, in the TikTok video. I've said that a million times before, whether or not I could even relate, because I can't even think about giving a fuck about being invited somewhere. But you get the point, okay? That is the point. So it's always about that intention. And that is what we are witnessing with the boys and the girls in Love Island. I would say really the biggest culprits have to be Casey, Sincere, and Corbin, but even Zach is like now really getting, like, I actually can't fucking stand Zach. And let's get into his principal, right? The principal with him right off the bat. We watched Kata realize in live, like, action right there that Zach did not choose to recouple with Kata. Zach did not actually have a choice. He could say all he wants what he would have done, but he didn't have the choice because Alana got sent home. He did not mention that to Kata. He left out the biggest detail of all details. When he kept saying to her, I chose you, he actually said, I could have brought Alana back if I wanted. You are now bold-faced lying because you couldn't have. You could not have brought Alana back because you did not have the choice. Alana was removed from the villa and Alana left before the recoupling. So at this point, your word is shot to shit because you can say all you want that you would have chose Kata, but we'll actually never know. And now all we do know is that you lied and danced around the truth. And then we watched him get frustrated when they were sitting there at movie night. And that came up and Kata started realizing he quite literally was getting annoyed. It's like when someone cheats and somebody else tells the person, like, he cheats on her. Her friend found out. Her friend told the girlfriend, whatever the situation is. And now you're mad that she told her, like, the girlfriend, and that the girlfriend found out. So you're not mad at your actions of cheating. You're mad at the person for telling your girlfriend. Does that make any fucking sense? No, of course it does not. And that's kind of what we're watching with Zach and Kata. He's like, I knew this was going to happen. I knew it. I knew this was like, who are you mad at? You are being filmed on TV. You know that, right? Every single word you say and every single action you take and move you make is filmed and can and will be used against you and is being put into production and being aired on TV. So what the fuck are you annoyed about? And what are you confused about? And what are you frustrated about that you're saying, I knew this would happen? Well, yeah, you should know this would happen because you should know that you're on, like, you're filming a reality TV show right now, right? You are aware of that, right? Because then I'm really fucking confused at what you think is going on here. So he's annoyed that Kata now found out that he's essentially a liar. And whose fault is that? Yours, brother, because your intention was to lie. Your intention was not to tell Kata that whatever her name is, Alana, got sent home. It was to make Kata feel like I chose you and I was choosing you, and no matter what, you were who I was coming back to. That's a big deal for Kata to not know that. Okay? And maybe, yes, maybe it is true that you would have chose Kata. Maybe it is true that you were not feeling Alana. So why didn't you just say to her, listen, I was exploring somebody. I really wasn't feeling it. And then honestly, she got removed. And it really just made my life easier because I didn't want to choose her, but I kind of felt bad. And so, you know, it would have been a difficult situation. But my life got made a lot easier because the girl was gone and I didn't even have to reject her. I didn't even have to decline her. I was able to just come back to you and not even have to worry about it. Like, okay, cool. So why couldn't you just tell her that? Now it's the fact that you left that out and technically did lie because you technically did say you could have chose her but didn't. But you mostly are lying by omission. You're lying by not including that detail. And now you look like a fucking snake. So now what? Who are you annoyed at now? And when he turns around and says, yeah, but I wasn't going to choose her. Doesn't matter, bro. Doesn't matter, bro. What matters is the intention. That's what matters, the intention. And your intent was to be a big fat liar. And you know what? The girls that were the Casa girls, which is TT and Amora, who are like defending Zach and saying to her, like, listen, like saying to Kata, like, listen, he really didn't cuddle with Alana. Like, he really wasn't feeling her. He did tell her about your connection. You're also missing the point. You're also missing the point. Kata doesn't need reassurance of him liking her. That's not the situation. Kata needs to know that her man is truthful to her. That's what she needs to know. So it doesn't matter that he wasn't really cuddling with her or that he missed Kata. Like, that doesn't matter. What matters is that she didn't find out from anybody. She found out from watching it that Alana was not there. That feeling of betrayal is like, so Zach didn't tell me. None of the guys told me. The Casa girls didn't tell me. Not one person here could tell me the truth to my face. Everybody here is playing in my face. And now I found out because of the movie night film. That makes you feel like a fucking idiot. That makes you feel like jerk off. Even if he wasn't feeling Alana and even if he wasn't cuddling Alana, every single one of you are wrong because not one of you told me and everyone let me look like a boo-boo the fool that, like, you know, thinking like my man just chose to come back to me when quite frankly, your man did not have a choice. So the fact that no one could see the principle there, no one can understand why Kata is like super thrown off by that. Yeah, you're all fucking dumb. But that's my rant on Zach because I can't stand Zach. Zach is always on the wrong side of things. I think Zach is so immature. I don't even think that he likes Kata as much as he says he does. I feel like he's still not even closed off with her, is he? Like, it's just, what are you doing? Like, we also haven't seen enough eliminations. I'm sorry. We need to see more dumpings. I need to see people off this fucking island. And Zach could be one of them. Quite frankly, I want to see, like, all the guys gone. And all the girls with new guys. Sorry, that said it. That's what I want to see. But let's talk about the whole KC situation. Because that is on another level. Again, it's not what you did. It's how you did it. The guys, especially KC, Corbin, and Sincere, keep repeating themselves about this whole thing of exploring and being open, and that's what they're here for, and the girls can and should and did do the same thing. They keep repeating this thing over and over and over. They are so on their high horse that they think that Kenzie's mad at Corbin, Anaya's mad at Casey, and Mel is mad at Sincere for having other connections in Casa Amor. No, like, everyone is on the same page here. That's what Casa Amor was for. That was the point. Exploring and building other connections. Everyone is on an equal level playing field when it comes to doing that. And everyone can and should and was and whatever open to it. Okay? So now that we've got that out of the way, that's not the problem. Kenzie doesn't care that Corbin found, you know, that Corbin connected with another girl. Anaya doesn't care that Casey connected with another girl. And Melanie doesn't care that Sincere connected with another girl. What they care about is how you went about it. Kenzie watched her man, like the guy that she was in a couple with, sit his ass down for the first 5 seconds of Casa Amor and say, I'm tossing Kenzie out the window. Who is Kenzie? Immediately. Like, head was spun. Immediately. He didn't even have to have a conversation with the other girls. All he did was look at her. All he did was look and say, I'm done with Kenzie. I don't care. She's out the window. Kenzie who? That's disrespectful. Period. Okay? Sincere. We watched, we got fucking cinema with Sincere. We got a major motion picture with Sincere, okay? Send that shit to the Oscars because the beloved back-to-back clips, dead. Absolutely dead. The, like, back and forth and back and forth. And I know that movie night part two is going to include Sincere and Casa because they show it, obviously, in the upcoming trailer. So, again, this episode is only up to Casa part one. And we saw all he did with Soul and Melanie. Just wait until they get to the point where he's in Casa Amor telling Amora, if we had more time in here, I would have chose you. Yikes. Yikes, motherfucking yikes, okay? Sincere is going to be telling Amora that he would have chose her if they had more time. Melanie is going to go off of her fucking rocker. Why? Because of the fact that he came back and acted like there was no doubt in his mind. Melanie, you were my choice. Period. End of discussion. I tried to explore, but I couldn't. Nope. Wrong answer. What you should have done, truthfully, was just take the fucking girl back and say to Melanie, honest to God, I want to keep exploring her. That doesn't mean I don't like you. I do like you. But I have not had enough time with her. I want to see which connection will be bigger, which connection will be stronger. And I had to bring her back to see it for myself. That's what an honest man would do, okay? He thinks that he did the right thing because of the fact that he came back to Melanie. Again, wrong. It's not about that. It's not about the fact that you came back to Melanie. It's about the fact that you came back with your tail between your legs, lying and making it seem as if there was no other option. It was always going to be Melanie. And that's it. I want to close off with you. I want to be with you. I mean, this guy is really seriously sitting out here acting like the next stage for them is to close off. No, the next stage for you guys is to break the fuck up, because you're actually insane. Like, you're quite literally insane.
If you're obsessed with romanticy like I am and searching for a book series that combines monster romance, epic fantasy, and a love story that hurts in the best possible way, you need to pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole. This is the second book in the best-selling Gods and Monsters series, following Diana, a powerful shapeshifter bent on revenge, and Sam Keel, the immortal god king who was once her enemy. This series just totally does it for me because of its emotional depth. I love damaged hero energy, which is exactly what you get with Sam Keel, who's powerful enough to shake worlds, but still refuses to give up on the woman he loves. If you love slow burns, enemies to lovers, forced proximity, incredible banter, high stakes fantasy, and morally gray characters, you'll want this on your TBR immediately. So pick up The Throne of Broken Gods by Amber V. Nicole wherever books are sold, in print and in ebook.
If you've been sitting on a business idea, Shopify makes it so easy to make it happen. Everything you need to start selling is included and ready from day one, including the moment your first customer is ready to pay. Shopify checkout not only helps them finish their purchase, but when they come back, their details are already saved, making it easier and easier for returning customers. One tap and they're done. It brings so much peace of mind knowing the whole getting paid part is already figured out for you and is nothing to stress over. And because Shopify handles the setup and checkout for you, you have more time to focus on growing your business and the tools to do it. And that's exactly why Shopify is the powerhouse behind millions of businesses worldwide, from household names like Skims and Rode to small businesses just getting started, just like yours. With Shopify, nothing stands between your idea and a real business. So go make it one. So start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls. Start your free trial at shopify.com/forthegirls.
I will say I love the way that they're doing movie night this year, because typically movie night has titles and you select which title you want to see. And I feel like they don't go through all the titles. It could say like Insincerely Sincere, and it could say like Kenzie being, you know, Kenzie, and they could choose Kenzie being Kenzie, and then the Insincerely Sincere never gets watched, you know. So I like that what they're doing is they're just putting it behind closed doors, doors 1 through 10. There, let's say they let them watch 7 out of 10 doors. They could just put whatever clips they want. No one knows what's behind the door. So they're not choosing by title. They're not choosing to watch what Kenzie did or watch what Sincere did. They're choosing door number 7. and producers say, all right, it's go time. Let's show them sincere. Like, they are just that these producers hate the men. You know that? I know that. These producers hate the men. And I love that. Because guess who also hates the men? Me. All of them. Especially the three blind mice, okay? So now with Sincere, again, it is not what you did, it is how you did it. You're a fucking liar. He is actually, it is biblical. Like, it's like that serious how awful of a person that he is. He is a compulsive liar. I still fear that witnessing the lies also won't be enough for Melanie to be done with him for some reason. I don't know where she will draw the line, because something about him, like, he's such a manipulator, he's such a liar and a scary, scary, scary person, that he, like, the way he speaks and flips things, like, even he was kind of almost thinking he was, like, in the clear with the whole soul thing, because it's in the past. Like, you know all this happened, it's in the past. Obviously, Melanie didn't know that it happened to that degree, right? Obviously, Melanie didn't know that you went from combo A to combo B, saying and doing the same exact things. Saying, I'm never going to kiss her again, then kissing her again. Calling Melanie beloved, then calling Soul beloved, literally in the same bathing suit shorts. Like, no, she didn't know it happened to that degree. But in his mind, he's like, but you know all this happened already. You know I was exploring Soul. You know that we went through this. Like, so I feel like it's a level of gaslighting where in his mind, he's like, well, I am in the clear because you already know. But again, she didn't know it like that. So now it changes things, but I don't know if it'll actually change anything. And that's very scary. Melanie needs to really stand the fuck up. Like, that's really scary to me. But and you know what's crazy? No one got, like, loud and rowdy, and, like, the guys weren't defensive of Sincere, and it wasn't the same sort of outburst that it was with KC, because it was that astonishing. It was that mind-blowing to watch, like, that footage. It really stunned people into silence of, like, oh my god, like, this is really bad. Like, this is indefensible. And then you even see Corny Corbin looking and going, oh wow, that was the same day. Like, he realized, like, what he was saying and doing at the same time. And Corbin's like, wow, that was the same day. Yes, Corny Corbin, that was the same day. Kind of like it was the same day where you were with Kenzie in the morning, and then by nighttime you were saying, Kenzie who? Yeah, that was also the same day, but I digress. So, for the heavy hitter, KC, what a disgusting man he is. I don't have a good word to say about him. And I don't know why there's so much nuance and so much back and forth to this conversation, because a lot of people are saying that Casey didn't do anything wrong because he's been saying he's open and wants to explore. But this just tells me how fucking dumb people are. Because again, it's not about the fact that they were open and wanting to explore. It is about how disrespectful he was to Anaya in the process. When at the end of the day, all Anaya did was like him. That's really it. I don't care if she was annoying. I don't care if she was a quote-unquote grandma, which, sorry, buddy, you're not entitled to her body just because you're in a fucking Love Island couple with her, you weirdo. Again, I have nothing good to say about this guy. So I don't care about any of those things. If that's the case where you didn't like how she was, you didn't like her, you weren't attracted to her, there was a disconnect sexually, physically, romantically, you could have just ended it with her. Like, you could have just told her from the jump, like, listen, this is not going to be a thing. Like, we're in a couple by default at this point, but after, you know, a week or so of exploring with you, like, I'm not feeling it, and I just want you to know that. Like, I can't fake this. Then everything would have completely changed. But the point is, she liked you. You made it seem like you liked her. You made it seem like for the most part, things were good with her. Even if they weren't perfect, they were still, like, you were still in a romantic couple. You never shut down the couple, you know? Like, you never made it sound like you were completely off it. And then you go into Casa and make it sound like you're completely off it. And with resentment toward Anaya at that. What the fuck are you resentful about? That's what I want to know. What are you annoyed with Anaya about? Like, what did she actually do that you would be annoyed with her for? That makes no sense. No sense whatsoever. And stupid ass Sincere, insincere, sinister Sincere, whatever you want to even call him, because the shoe fits in many different ways with all these nicknames. Sinister Sincere is like, because then at movie night, they show Anaya exploring. And this, I actually loved that they showed Anaya exploring. The problem is that, again, everyone is too dumb to comprehend. There's no listening comprehension skills going on here. The boys started to go into an uproar over seeing Anaya exploring Carl, kissing Carl, talking to Carl. And they're all like, see? See, you explore too. You explore too. Sincere is going, you did the same exact thing as KC. He might have been a little disrespectful, but you did the same exact thing. Bruh. Can everyone fucking put their listening ears on for a second? This is what Anaya's been saying. I don't care that he explored. I care that he was disrespectful. Do you understand now? Like, what are you guys even saying? You did the same thing. Yes, I also explored Carl. Yes, I could have chose Carl. Not once in those clips did I talk shit about KC. Not once in those clips did I talk down on him. Did I make fun of him? Did I call him names? Not once did I disrespect KC in the process. So this is the point. You fucking idiots. Like, that's what I want to say. You fucking idiots. That's how I would be talking. Because what are you not comprehending? We can both explore. We can both find other connections. No one had a problem with that. We can end the sentence right there. The next sentence is, the problem begins and ends with how you move behind my back and how you talk about me, even on a friend level. Because guess what? Now I don't even want to be amicable with you. Now I don't even want to be your acquaintance. You can say all you want that the romance wasn't there, but even on a human, like, person-to-person level, the way you just talked about me is disgraceful. So now I want nothing to do with you in any way whatsoever. I want you actually to get the fuck out of my face, to be honest with you. Like, the fact that he's even still in her face arguing and defending himself, I don't understand. All the boys are up in arms over defending that, like, that all he did was explore the same way she explored. Oh my god, you guys are so dumb. How do you not understand? I don't understand how you don't understand. Like, my question is, what do you hear in your head when someone says to you, it's not what you did, it's how you did it. It's the words you were saying about me. I don't care that you explored. Like, what do you hear when someone says that? Because why is your response, but we were open? Okay, I might as well talk to the fucking wall. Because you're not hearing it. You're not understanding. But we were open. So because we were open, you had to call me a grandma. You had to talk shit about me. You had to tell people pretty much that you hated me. You had to tell people you don't care about me because you were open. What? Literally fucking what? So when they all keep saying, Oh, wait, hold on. I almost forgot to even mention the girl TT, who is coming in and defending. As a woman, what are you not understanding? Because what if this was you? What if this was happening to you? That's what I want to know. And she was so close because she started, like, they started off the day talking and she told, you know, Anaya, I would be even worse than you. I would be going nuts way more than you. You're actually better than me. Like, she started off being understanding and talking about how she'd be going crazy. And then she turns around and then defends the guy again, which she knows for 3 days at this point. She's defending him again, being like, yeah, but you girls are going nuts at him just for walking in with me. No, babe, no. No, no. And why did you act this morning like you got it if you don't get it? Why are you defending him and jumping at the girls being like, yeah, but you guys were going crazy at him for simply being with me. Not for what? No, they watched the live footage. They saw the photos. What are you guys not understanding? They literally saw video footage. And they literally saw photo footage of how he was moving. That's why they were all riled up. Not just because he walked in with another girl. Because quite frankly, if they didn't see any of that, and they had no idea how he was moving over there, and he came back with another girl, if anything, I think she would have been upset and confused. Not angry. I think all the anger would have been flipped into a feeling of confusion of like, wait, what? Like, I waited for you. You didn't wait for me. Like, she would have been upset, but the whole situation would have gone differently. The way that the girls were acting was out of anger. And you notice that it wasn't just for Casey. It was for every guy that was moving weird. Sincere. Like, Corbin, I should say. I don't even know if Sincere got that much heat at the recoupling. Yeah, oh yeah, Melanie went off on him, yeah. Yeah, all three of them. Like I said, the trifecta, the three blind mice. We got Corbin, Sincere, and Casey. They all got jumped by all the girls, yeah. Okay. Where did that anger come from? From witnessing what the fuck you were saying. I just don't get it. I don't get how you don't get it. And if you don't get it, I'm sorry. You're wrong. Like, you are wrong. This is not like I could see both sides. No, you have a level of stupidity to you that, I'm sorry, like, can't be justified or explained away or, like, defensible. Like, that is indefensive. I'm calling people stupid and I'm making up words. That is indefensible. That's got to be the right word, right? I'm just angry. I'm heated. That's why I'm saying the wrong words. And I'm also pregnant. And my pregnancy brain is not helping. So that is indefensible to me. That, and the girl speaking up and defending him, you're, you know what? Go join them. Go sit on the men's couch while you're at it. Because you are one in the same with them. It is just... And that's what happens when girls are, like, very male-centered, very, like, pick-me vibes. Like, they just want to be picked by the guys. So, yeah, they tend to see their perspective more. Nope. I don't need any guy friends at all, actually. So I don't see your perspective whatsoever because you are dead wrong. And you're choosing to be dead wrong. You're choosing to be dense. You're choosing to not understand. And it is so frustrating. And I am so sorry to every single girl who deals with that out here. Just simply not feeling heard when you just feel like you're talking to a wall. Like, when you feel like everything you say goes in one ear and out the other. Like, that is a very frustrating feeling. Explaining yourself just for it to fall on deaf ears. Like, constantly saying, like, but you don't understand what I'm saying. And someone saying, I understand. But then their response is... like off track. So I'd like, what if that's what you, if you are currently dealing with that, if you have dealt with that, I am sorry, because it is brutal to feel like people just don't get what you're saying. you just feel unheard, misunderstood. And it's even more brutal when you keep explaining it over and over and over, and they're just choosing to not hear you. It's not even a misunderstanding. It's a choice. It is a choice. And these guys are choosing to not hear what the girls are saying. And that is my rant for today. That's all we got. So join in on this conversation and let me know your thoughts. I want to chat with you girls about all things Love Island. And then, yeah, next week we'll catch up and see what comes next. I want to see Casey off the island. Sincere off the island. I low-key want to see Kenzie off the island too. But I like Dylan. I like her man. So I don't know. I don't want him to go. When I say Casey, I mean him and his girl. When I say Sincere, I mean just Sincere, because Melanie can stay. And I actually like Amora too. So Amora could say, I just want to see Sincere individually go home. Corny Corbin and Parmita, I also can't stand, and I would love for them to both go too. But those two guys would be my first pick. And then Corbin can go as well after them. And then after him, Zach can go. I just want to see all of them drop like flies. One guy at a time, okay? Yeah, so that is all that we have for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.